ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय. रीडिंग फ्रॉम कैंटो 7 चैप्टर 8 टेक्स्ट नंबर 30 चैप्टर एंटाइटल्ड द लॉर्ड स्लेज द किंग ऑफ द डीमंस. प्लीज रिपीट आफ्टर मी. संरंभद स्प्रेक्ष करालोचनो व्याताननांतं विलिहन स्वजिह्वया अश्रुग्लवक्तारुणकेशरननो यतंत्रमालेदिपहत्यया हरे. Translation by His Divine Grace S.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Lord Narasimhadev's mouth and mane were sprinkled with the drops of blood, and his fierce eyes, full of anger, were impossible to look at. Licking the edge of his mouth with his tongue, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Narasimhadev, decorated with the garland of intestines taken from Hiranyakasipu's abdomen, resembled a lion that has just killed an elephant. Purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. The hair on Lord Narasimhadev's face, being sprinkled with the drops of blood, was reddish and looked very beautiful. Lord Narasimhadev pierced Hiranyakasipu's abdomen with his nails, pulled out the demon's intestines, and wore them as garland, which enhanced his beauty. Thus, the Lord became very fearsome, like a lion engaged in fighting an elephant. To be honest with you, before I start, except the order from the authorities, I don't have any qualification to come before you and speak before you. I humbly request all of the senior devotees. More or less, everybody is senior to me here. I know pretty well. So I humbly request, falling at your feet, give me some mercy. So as your humble servant, I'll try to speak a little bit whatever I know. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna. So today, actually, we are discussing the final chapter that is happening in the life of Hiranyakasipu. We are actually, by the mercy of previous acharyas, seeing the transcendentally beautiful forms of their lordship Shishi Radha Gopinatha. But the same Radha Gopinatha, he is displaying another form, Raudra Bhayanaka Bibhatsa, ferocious. Why? What is the reason? Here the Lord is very angry. And why is he so much angry? A small boy who doesn't know anything of this world said no to his father and worshipped the absolute truth. But Hiranyakasipu, representing the demon role, is a demon, a materialist. He exposed this devotee to an excruciated suffering, and for which he is paying the actual price today. What is happening here? In the previous sloka, Sukadeva Goswami is explaining the analogy, a snake, the way a snake has been captured by Garuda. However powerful a snake may be in this world, what happens when it comes before Garuda? First of all, Garuda is transcendental, a transcendental carrier of the Supreme Lord, and a snake is material and representing envy. However powerful we may be in the hand of Supreme Lord and his devotees, a material materialist is insignificant and has to pay a heavy price in the hands of time. Especially in the case of a materialist, the Supreme Lord appears in the form of time, like an angry snake licking its mouth before this mouse. So here the materialist is compared to mouse. However powerful he may be, he might have cheated many people because of his power and valor. In the hands of time, he is like a mouse in the hands of a mighty snake. Or he is a snake in the hand of a mighty Garuda. Or he is an elephant in the hand of a powerful lion. Here the Supreme Lord is compared to Hari. The another meaning of Hari is a lion. So here, Narasimhadev is compared, is actually explained by Srila Prabhupada. Very beautiful. That is a pure devotee. Actually, in the coming slokas, we see everybody, including Mother Lakshmi, could not dare to come before this frightening form. But Premanjana Charita Bhakti Vilachanena Santasadeva Hradaya Shilopyante. If we have eyes anointed with the love of God, we will definitely see that beautiful form, no matter which form he comes. Satyavrata Muni, how many of us like fish? But Satyavrata Muni is very much attached to this fish incarnation. Prahlad Maharaj, in the coming slokas we see, though everybody is very scared, going away, unable to pass away the Supreme Lord, standing with the garland, he could recognize that the same supremely, transcendentally beautiful Supreme Lord is present. But of course, very frightening to his father, not at all frightening. Here Prabhupada is writing, very beautiful. Because Prahlad Maharaj is not at all attached to the liquid beauty of this that fleeting liquid beauty of this world, he is very much situated in gazing at the transcendental beauty of that Supreme Personality of Godhead. What is the beauty of this world? Michael Jackson writes, skin deep. The beauty of this world is skin deep. He wrote a song. He must have made millions out of it. But did he really realize it? We the devotees have been practicing. We come before the Lord every day. We have read Srimad Bhagavatam. Start gazing the form of the Lord, from starting from toes, knees, waist, chest. And finally we look at the eyebrows to get rid of the lust with which I am tormented by. And did we really realize that transcendental beauty of the Lord? Prahlad Maharaj has realized. So, as long as we are unable to differentiate between this fleeting liquid beauty from that transcendental beauty of the Lord, everybody is a victim of that liquid beauty. Today, the cinemas, the advertisements, the billboards, they are projecting this liquid beauty. But I want to tell you a real story. Of course, we are not interested in time pass stories anyway. There is a famous actor, Hollywood actor. The whole world is enticed by this Hollywood movies and actors. This actor is very famous for running behind a running horse. And with the same speed, he'll jump on the horse. And with the same speed, he will with both the hands take out the gun and shoot the enemies. Finally, to reclaim the hand of this beautiful heroine. Whoever watches these movies were very much infatuated by this personality. But one day, I happened to visit somebody's house. And so they switched on the TV. This was like 6-7 years ago when I was working. Then they switched on the TV and I could see one personality with whom I could a little bit relate. I saw this person somewhere. This person could not walk. To take a step, how long do we take to make a step? Fraction of a second. This person who has enticed the audience by running very fast, jumping on the horse, taking the guns and shooting at this heroes, making millions and millions of dollars out of it, could not even walk 5 steps and he was taking so much time. Aura, how powerful the time is. However powerful he may be, by practicing so many asanas and doing so many exercises, these people, usually they don't show this type of programs in American television. I don't know, by accident they might have shown. Why? The nature of this world is, you look young, you look beautiful all the time. Otherwise, we have all the elements to make you beautiful and young and energetic. Sirs and Matajis, they are actually cheating everybody, including themselves. Chinese premier, that personality was the China's prime minister, the president, when India was lost to China around late 90s. Same thing. What can we expect from an ordinary person if this is the plight of the head of the China? With his fingertips, he can command the whole armies, probably the biggest army in the world. This person could not walk an inch. Actually, I was feeling sorry for him when I was watching him in TV for 5 seconds. You know who was shown? Not him. All of us. It is not the story of the Chinese premier. It is not the story of this Hollywood actor. It is our story tomorrow. If this is happening when the Hiranyakashipu raises eyebrows, the demigods behind the clouds tremble with fear. What is happening here? In the hands of the Supreme Lord, in the case of normal demons, it is time. He was ripped. In one sense, he is very, very fortunate because his story has come to end in few minutes. And second thing is, his story has come to end in the hands of Supreme Lord, in directly the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But in our case, how difficult it is to get rid of, to come out of this material body, to finish the chapter. And if we are not very, very careful in this material world, if we have not sufficiently cleansed our heart, be ready for the next chapter. Sit in the mother's womb for 9 months. How many of us are willing to take the risk? I'll give you $10,000 if you sit in the gunny bag, closed gunny bag, for 9 months, head up, head down, feet up. $10,000. Are we willing to sit? Not even for 9 minutes. But having driven by this material propaganda of this material world, the neophyte devotees, arrival, I have to finish my quota of rounds. The non-devotees, this is all bogus. How wonderful and powerful the Maya is. The Supreme Lord, his form is very scary. Why? That is the naked truth everyone has to face, especially those persons who do not respect the injunctions of the scriptures. Who is Hiranyakashipu? The material consciousness in us. And we have sufficient material consciousness. Chandrasekhar Maharaj, was very nicely telling one point which made a lot of sense to me. We come before the Lord, we chant our rounds, we come for Guru Puja, offer the flowers, dance. This is not Krishna activity, Krishna consciousness. One day what I went for a book distribution. He knocked the door and that in that home, the devotees, they were all watching, karmis, they were watching this cricket match, World Cup. So when they opened the door, they happened to see this devotee wearing, adoring his face with wonderful tilak, wearing dhoti. Oh, please come, Hare Krishnas. Immediately their consciousness became spiritual. And this devotee explained, this is Bhagavad Gita. Attain the perfection of your life by reading this book. And he passed all the books to everybody. And they, instead of becoming cricket conscious, they became Krishna conscious. This devotee, he passed the books to them. As they were going through these books, he saw, what is in this room? Are cricket, World Cup, India playing with some other country. And he started looking at the cricket match. He became cricket conscious. He's a devotee. Went to distribute the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. Devotee does not mean a particular dress, a particular ashram. Devotee means consciousness. How wonderful Maya is. Here is a devotee. He walked in this, blazing sun. But he is so determined. He was knocking at the door to spread the mercy of Srila Prabhupada. And Prabhupada and Krishna has sufficiently reciprocated with his endeavor. And these family members, though they were completely absorbed in this material consciousness, cricket consciousness, he could bring them out. Mercy of Srila Prabhupada. But what happened? Little bit. Not conscious. Those few minutes, he became cricket conscious. Okay, when we come to know the Bharat Mara story, I'm sure, I really do not know, all of you are very, very exalted, but I thought, why Bharat Mara did this? These are not time pass stories. Maya doesn't bring a deer before us and Prabhuji give up your chanting. No. Adoration, prophet, distinction, puja, pratishta. Prabhuji, kya class diya aap. What is your name? Comfort Prasad. Prabhupada is writing here. I always say this. There is one sentence that is enough for you to make friendship with your worst enemy. I don't want to lie with you. You look very beautiful, Prabhu. That's it. I look very beautiful. We heard from beginning, you are not this body. Does any Bhagavatam class end with this statement? Without this statement, you are not this body? Still we look our mirror. I'm talking about myself. I wish I could be more beautiful. One day, Gaur Purnima festival, I was given the role of Haridas Thakur. And I said, yes, fine, no problem. So they painted me. And they told me, just find out in the mirror whether this makeup is good or not. And you look at my face. Lo and behold, I am so old. This bodily consciousness is so deep. We have relinquished, appears to relinquish everything, but we cannot get rid of this concept that I am this body. I am not this body. Haribol. But once we go back, I'm talking to myself with due respect. I am this body. If we carefully watch, theoretically we are told so many things. We have memorized the verses, by-hearted so many shlokas. This consciousness, it is very much deep. I am this body. So how difficult it is. That's why bhakti is so wonderful. Of course, Krishna is offering a solution also. One devotee, I don't want to tell the name, one of the trustees in America, trustees of VBT, he said, it's a naked fact, it's naked truth. We are not practicing devotion service happily. We are practicing devotional service with a lot of struggle. We have in our books a track record of 30 years or 25 years of chanting Hare Krishna Maha Mantra without fail. Still, I am this body. Janasya mohayam aham mameti. I, me and mine. Attachments are very strong. It is very, very difficult to cut the gross attachments. Somehow if we do it, how difficult it is to control the subtle attachments. Impossible. However, Prabhupada promises very promising. Chant 16 rounds. Follow four regulative principles. Stay in the process. This lifetime, I will take you back. If you are not qualified to make an entry through front door, I will take you from back door. Did we ever come across any acharya in the history who could, with such a firm conviction, offer that type of benediction to the masses? Not really. So we are all living in the compassion of Srila Prabhupada and the acharyas. But the materialists do not have this idea. So Prabhupada is writing, the Supreme Lord is performing the final operation. His Holiness Varsana Maharaj was telling on one Narasingha Dadasi day, whatever the Supreme Lord does for us is for our benefit. How is that? He is actually performing such a ghastly, activity. Caught hold of him like that and he ripped. But he said, in the next shloka we come to know, he picked up the heart. When we are when a materialist confront death, it's only a change of body. The subtle body has the actual contamination. Maharaj explained, Supreme Lord was telling to Prahlad, when I ripped off the heart of your father, I have removed the contamination that is present in the subtle body also. So, we have been chanting past years. 20 years ago something went wrong prior to coming to Krishna consciousness. Still it is very much fresh in our heart. This situation would not have happened in my life. So many, at least I thought of that so many times. Why? Means, these impurities are there in the mind. Because people in the material world are not sufficiently trained to remove the contamination from this subtle body. Even in the case of neophyte devotees, we think of those bad things that happened in the past, and actually we are disturbed. So unless we invoke the mercy of the Supreme Lord in the form of His holy name in such a helpless state, we cannot cleanse our heart. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. Unless we genuinely, from the core of the heart, pray to the Lord, my Lord, please get rid of this Hiranyakasipu that is present in the heart, giving all the trouble. We cannot protect that tender Prahlad Maharaj, the devotional service that is present in our heart. We are very much attached to this temporary, fleeting material pleasures of this world, which appear before us in so many ways. At least, by the mercy of acharyas, by the mercy of the devotees, by their unparalleled compassion, Krishna has very mysteriously entered in our lives, because of which we are actually enjoying the benefits, which are unfathomable. But if we really do not protect, this is what is going to happen in our life also. That's why every day we have to very helplessly pray to the Supreme Lord to subdue these tendencies, Hiranyakasipu tendencies that are present in our heart. If we do not pray helplessly, we cannot invoke the mercy of the Lord. At the same time, there is a lot of need for preaching also. Otherwise, see, these materialists are languishing in this material world, thinking that everything is ultimate. That is the mentality of Hiranyakasipu. So what is happening? He has a body on which Brahma sprinkled water, and that gave so much faith to Hiranyakasipu. He can do anything. And he made his body so strong also by the power of the austerities. But what's happening here? How many of us get the opportunity to see our intestines? We don't want to do that actually. But I happened to witness 3-4 cremations of my very dear relatives, including my father. That is the reality of this world. Each and every part, when it is burnt ashes, oh, this is the reality for the body. But what is the reality for the spirit soul? Going to the next body. Materialists do not know this. Utkramantam sthitam vapi bunjananva gunanvitam vimudanan pasyanti pasyanti jnana chakshusa. Materialists, because they are infatuated by the lust, anger, envy, greed, pride, they do not know all these things. How to live this material body? Utkramantam sthitam vapi. So they think this is all permanent. That's why there are so many skyscrapers in this world. Vimuda, they are muda. Prabhupada was very, very heavy in Australia, talking this shloka, Sarvadharman Parityajya. I'm just repeating Prabhupada's words as it is. So Prabhupada read the shloka and Prabhupada said, Krishna is telling, you're all rascals. Surrender to Krishna. So Prabhupada, he said, Krishna is telling, you're all rascals, surrender to Krishna. That's what Prabhupada said. If a common man, imagine an Australian listening to this, it's a thing to become angry, you know. But Prabhupada didn't care. There is a video actually. Why? That is the truth. Mudha. Prabhupada, one professor, you know, one great personality in America said, Prabhupada, why are you so heavy? Prabhupada said, I am not heavy, Krishna is heavy. Mudha, Krishna is telling. I want to tell you a real story today. The name of the story is Terminal Restlessness. How many of you heard this word, medical term, Terminal Restlessness? There was actually a flying mail that was actually distributed among the devotees a few years ago. This story reveals the ignorance of the materialists. Finally, the end, their meeting, the way Hiranyakasipu has met today. There was an American, very, very successful. To be honest with you, in the eyes of our relatives and friends and family members, if we handle the material problems very nicely, they glorify you. I'm honest with you. Even in our relatives, अरे ये तो इंजीनियर है बहुत कमाते हैं. And then otherwise, he knows how to multiply money also, then everyone will come to you. or he has studied very well. Bhakti Vinod Thakur says, what is that? Jadavidya Maya Vaipa. Vidyara Vilase. So, if we are able to solve the problems of this metal world, we get a lot of reputation among our relatives and friends. And we try to live on that reputation actually. Not knowing that everything will come to an end one day. Same thing Maharaj Muchukunda says to Krishna actually. And in between, we have some spiritual insurance also. I go to temple every Friday or I am initiated. Actually, it is insurance. But as long as we have that mentality that is a spiritual insurance, we are not making really good progress actually. So this person is an American. Very successful. Any problem, he'll handle. So with that, he could control his wife and kids. He trained his kids in a disciplined manner. Because of his putting energy and time on their kids also became very successful in America. But the kids, his daughter says, my father is too disciplined. Sometimes he is cruel also. But how long will it go? He made very good money, millions. One day, time knocked his door saying, Haribal, you got cancer. So he tested his, he went for his regular checkup. And he was told he got leukemia, blood cancer. So usually, I really do not know how many of you know the mentality of Americans. But immediately they'll not get depressed. He purchased the books from internet, how to fight with cancer. Because that is his attitude. Any problem comes, jump in and solve the problem. So he has a very good determination also. And because of that, he has a lot of reputation also. So as soon as he was detected with cancer, he did not... he was a little bit disturbed, but not much. So he went to internet, downloaded all the books, eat only salad, do exercise, keep your body warm, so all these things, He was doing, his daughter writes, first time in his life, it is not working. This cancer is progressing like anything. And he started fighting back with the cancer. And America... Once you become old, he was not that much old. He has his own house. But kids, when they are settled, they went off. So nobody was actually coming and helping. Money doesn't come and do service, So he was alone. How long will you hire? It's very expensive. So daughter became very, compassionate. This is my dad suffering. But he is a very heavy personality. It is very difficult for anybody to serve him, So she told his father, she is a devotee. Father, you have to listen to me. Your health is, failing like anything. She could understand he will not live longer. But he has that drive. I want to tell you one real thing. I have a good friend in Pittsburgh. Later became a devotee. He was living in, he was working in intensive care, a doctor, cardiologist. When the patient is brought, 75-80 year old, he knew this person is not going to live more than 12 hours. But the patient, this doctor told me, he has a 20 year old plan. This person is not going to live more than 12 hours. He is directly brought into ICU. But he is telling, this person has so many desires. 80-year-old man has a 20-year-old plan. I have to do this. He said, what is the life? That's what, finally he became a devotee because of this reason. Just he theoretically concluded, we are not this body. Why? This person's body is failing. He'll not make more than 12 hours. But he has so many desires. He told me this. So this daughter could understand his health is failing. But this person, he has the drive. I have to correct my health. I'll do this. I'll eat salad, all these things. It's not working. She told him, Father, you want me to serve you? You have to do this. You have to listen to whatever I say. What? We have to go to India. For the rest of the life, we'll spend your life in Vrindavan. He said, what is Vrindavan? So he knew, she knew. Vrindavanam paridyajya padamekam nagachati. Krishna doesn't leave Vrindavan. So if he, this father dies in Vrindavan, he'll go back to Krishna. He said, no, I will not come. No, no, you have to come. He has no other option. She brought him down to Vrindavan. They started living in Vrindavan, India. But she also had a family. She had to take care of her kids. She told her husband, stay here for a while. I'll go to America, come back, and I'll take care of you. So she hired some, nurses in India. But he didn't like all this, that Vrindavan atmosphere, pollution, all these things. As soon as she came to America, he also came to America. Father, I told you, don't leave this place. Now our story actually starts. You may be thinking, the name of the story is Terminal Restlessness, and I'm telling some other thing. Now the story starts. So his health started deteriorating like anything. And eventually he was confined to bed. And he said, no, I can't leave this body. Sorry, I can't leave America. I will not come to Vrindavan. Sorry, you do whatever you want to do. But she has that fatherly affection. So she started tending care. Listen very carefully. 3 days, so every day she would wear a t-shirt on which Hare Krishna Mahamantra is written. And every day she would make a point to put tilak on his forehead. And she made sure she had Vrindavan dust and all the remnants from Vrindavan, deity's remnants. 3-4 days before this person died, he started talking. Tell those people standing at the door to go away. Tell them. They are looking at me very, they are giving me angry looks. Father, nobody is there. Since then, whenever she put a t-shirt with the deity pictures, he would take it and throw it off. I don't want this. This is very hot. And he refused her not to put tilak on his body. This tilak is burning. Sorry, I don't want it. So, but he made again and again tell them to go away. They're looking at me angrily. I don't want these looks. Father, nobody is there. And one day before, I'm cutting the story short. Actually, it's a very lengthy story. One day before, these guys, they are coming inside. They're with, they are holding all these weapons. And he would run at the end of the, he would run away from the bed. He would, because he became very weak, he would go to the end of the bed. No, 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 don't touch me, don't touch me. I have not done anything. And he would behave as though somebody was choking his throat. He would run around the bed because he cannot get up. He would roll around the bed. Father, father, what is this? No, tell these guys to get away. Tell these to go away, go away, go away. She went and told the doctors, your father is talking like that? He will die very soon. This type of talk comes, means it is called terminal restlessness. He is becoming restless, means he will die very soon. We'll give him morphine. Let him die peacefully. She said, no, I don't want my father to die with this morphine injection. I want him to listen whatever I chant. She understood, but the doctor could not understand. She said, I'll take care of him. You don't need to. So as the day is rolling down, and coming as the night is about to appear, this father's behavior became more and more intense. And he was talking something nobody could understand. And exactly 1 hour before he left the body, she fell asleep. But she said her father did not kept the tilak on his face. And she tried to she lifted the blanket and put Vrindavan dust. She immediately threw it off. I don't want this. We cannot play with Krishna actually. So he did not wear the t-shirt. He ripped it off. But he was rolling on the bed with a lot of agony. So she was chanting the holy name, sitting next to his bed with her four or five year old daughter. And exactly 1 hour before, probably half an hour, she fell asleep. She thought, he would make it for some more time. She went to the next room and slept. In that exactly she got a dream. Why are you trying to save him? He is an offender. He has done so many sins. You want to save him? He will not learn. She had a dream. Let him suffer. Then she started pleading in the dream. No, my Lord, please let him an opportunity. Give him a second chance. No. He is a demon. He abused nature like anything. Papa. Pap means not like no meat eating, no intoxication, no sin, no gambling. Not only that. Pa, apa. Pa means Supreme Lord. Apa means against. Anything that we do against the will of the Supreme Lord, it is sin. Papam. Of course, these four are grass, leaf violated sins. So he has done so many sins. And he doesn't want to learn also. You still want to give opportunity. But she was pleading, please, 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 only give him one opportunity. In the dream, she was pleading. Finally, all right, you are pleading. I'll give him a second chance. As soon as the dream was going on, the daughter came and, Mom, I could see two personalities. She says her daughter could see the personalities. Grandpa is struggling. Come, come. Something is happening. His mouth was foaming like anything. So immediately she woke up. Because she got that sanction in the dream, she says. So immediately she made him. As soon as she touched him, he became calm. He was not fighting. She put the tilak and she put the dust. He became very peaceful. In 15 minutes, he very peacefully left the body. She says, doctors call this terminal restlessness, but they really do not know what is happening because they don't read scriptures like Srimad Bhagavatam, especially 5th canto, 6th canto, Ajamil pastime, and the hellish planets that are described. I'm sure everybody understood what I'm talking about. Did everyone understand what I explained? I witnessed with my own eyes. This American mentality is, you have to enjoy it to the best of the ability possible. But the last time, we don't want your relatives to see you struggle before leaving the body. So we want you to peacefully die. So they give morphine injection. So not even leaving the opportunity for that departing soul to listen the holy name, even if somebody comes and chants. I happen to witness in our devotees, who are living in the temple also. So we told them, don't give morphine. No, no, no. You can't see him struggling. So this Mataji is writing, terminal restlessness. They have coined a term, medical term, terminal restlessness. So vimoda nana pasyanti pasyanti jnana chakshusa. Because they don't have the eyes of jnana, sastra chakshu, everything with the body only. Nonsense. But because we have the mercy of the previous acharyas. Because of the unparalleled compassion of Srila Prabhupada, given in the form of the succession in the succeeding acharyas, today we are able to understand Bhagavad Gita, Srimad Bhagavatam, little bit try to apply. Some devotees are applying very nicely. I am taking only 3 minutes just to encourage everybody. Anandarandan Prabhu told me this nice story of a grahastha who chants every day 64 rounds. If you tell the story anywhere outside India, inka dimag kharab ho gaya. Why, same name chanting again and again and again. Is a grahastha having family members? Not 16, 64 rounds. Every day. That is bhakti means. Bhakti means conveying a message to Krishna again and again, again and again and again. Day after day, month after month, month after month, year after year, birth after birth. That is bhakti. Bhakti doesn't mean anything other than this. It is not easy. Simple. Nothing good in this world is easy. Why I like Olympics very much? Just to see their name as an Olympian or Olympic gold medalist. They work hard. If they work hard for that material possession or position for a few years, how much should we work hard for Krishna or for the spiritual master? You know, a person who contests in Olympic, 100 meters or 400 meters, every day they run 35 miles, whether it is raining, hot sunshine, or snowing. For what? There is no guarantee that you'll be an Olympic finalist. There is no guarantee that even you may get a chance to participate in Olympics. But the Santa Barbara, Santa Monica clubs, they invest so much money. What is your life goal? Just to appear in Olympics once. They have so many attachments. Still, they have a material goal. They run every day 35 miles to keep themselves up mentally and physically. Mentally fit, so that they can participate in Olympics. How many of us know who won 100 meters run race 1984? Nobody knew. So when they have that much determination, how much determination should we have to serve Krishna? These are the instructions of spiritual master and Krishna. And we have examples also before us. Bhaktisiddhanta Sarasthakar had 60,000 disciples. Sannyasis who can recite all the shlokas from Bhagavad Gita, many from Bhagavatam. There are disciples who could play 10,000 mantras on Mrudanga. But why Prabhupada made it? Though nobody was watching, only Paramatma was watching, my spiritual master has given me this instruction. It is not a lengthy conversation. Whenever you have money, print books. Whenever you have time, preach in English. Long as two lines. He made those instructions, life and soul. So the way Olympic sprinter runs, whether it snows or rains or hot sunshine, Prabhupada continued. Failure after failure after failure. There's one instruction. I am finishing with the last statement. What is that? I asked Peter Barwash. I have a very good connection with him. Peter, what is your opinion? What is your instruction? Message to... Actually, I asked this question like this. Peter, what do you do when you get depressed? The answer came like an arrow. I don't get depressed. I really do not know if you know him, but... You know, he won 17 titles. A very, very staunch follower of Srila Prabhupada. He doesn't show that to world, outside world. Then I asked Peter, before he was actually rushing to his lecture, then what is your message to ISKCON youth who often get depressed? So he picked up his books as he was rushing to give the lecture. He said, tell them to think of Srila Prabhupada, 70-year-old man with having only 40 rupees in the pocket, sitting on this Jaladutta ship, not having any money, 2 heart attacks. However depressed we may be, we may have so many problems. Nobody in the world would not face that type of problems that Srila Prabhupada faced. Tell them to think of Srila Prabhupada and Jaladutta with 2 heart attacks. They'll come out of depression just like that. Hare Krishna, he ran away. Still, he was so determined. So, to be honest with you, I don't have any quality or even any determination just by sharing with you all exalted personalities. The whole world is actually trying to follow your footsteps. Just by just reminding what all you know. You all know all these things. But as your humble servant, I just try to repeat the message. If I have spoken anything wrong, please do excuse me as your humble servant. Thank you very much, Hare Krishna. Anyone has any questions or comments? Otherwise, we'll end it. Grandhara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna.